Channel 2 Right and the beginning of Visit Ms. Guthrie and Mr. Eastman, Suzanne, and Mamu this Friday at noon, the 24th of March, 72. Channel 2 Right and the beginning of the Visit with Ms. Guthrie and Mr. Eastman and Mamu and Suzanne this Friday at noon, the 24th of March, 72. Channel 2 Right and the beginning of the Visit with Ms. Guthrie and Mr. Eastman and Mamu and Suzanne this Friday, the 24th of March, 72.
I thought, oh, that's it. Good afternoon.
Tell him what you said. Tell him what you said about that ditch. Go ahead.
I said anybody could get out there and dig a ditch like that, could set up on a tractor and run it.
Let me tell you. I had a boy do that.
I heard you done some of it.
And I sure am telling it. I'm telling you right there, Miss Mary, golly. Don't talk to me about that ditch. Right in here. I got on the hot pad all last night. Let me see if we can get these ones. Are you going after him?
Yeah, I think so. We have so many crippled up people around here.
I happen to, let me tell you, you'll have to sound off. He's deaf. And you'll have to holler at him right like... Now, you see, I'm talking to you like I talk to you.
I'm used to talking to people like that anyway.
Oh, yeah?
Everybody you talk to turns a deaf ear to you.
Yeah. That's right. It don't do no good.
Well, now, when you talk to dumb people, it don't help to do that.
Oh, you know, I've cussed more in the last month or two than I ever have in my life.
You mean that roof? Still a problem?
Ain't been nothing done to it.
They never sent out that other
partner? Yeah, that other man come out last Monday. Was it Monday?
Monday I called you and you said
no.
One had been out there.
And he come out and he said that it was one more hell of a mess. I said, you ain't just woofing. And he said, I ain't got nothing to fix it with. He says, I got to have new material out and out.
Yeah.
And right there over the back steps, you know.
Yeah.
He undone that. And he spliced it together and he called me out there. And he said, now, see here, I got to splice it in some places. I said, I know that. But that's a very neat job. It looked just like where a little pencil marking went through it.
Yeah.
Well, when it's painted, you can't tell it.
Mm-mm.
And I told him, I said, if you can fix it and fix it to look decent, I want you to fix it. And if you can't, don't you touch it.
Just quit playing with it.
I told him, I said, I'm just ready to go to war. And he said he'd fix it, but it would be next Monday. He says, I'm tied up, but I'll bring the stuff and another man, and it'll take me 2 days, because every bit of it's got to be took off.
Yeah.
I told him, I know that. Little pieces about like that.
Yes, and then little pieces about like that.
He asked me, he says, what did they do that for? I said, they brought the scraps out here that they had left over from somebody else's house, and I believe that's what they're doing.
That's what it looked like.
You sure?
Now, that wasn't Mr. Willis.
No, that was the man he sent out there.
Yeah.
Well, that other man came out. She said one carpenter come out. When was it? When you getting your hair done?
That was the same man that put the roof on.
Oh, and he said...
That was Best.
And he said that he couldn't fix it. He said they were, the way the house was built, he couldn't fix it.
Yeah. Hold that chair for me. Keep seat, Mary. Faye?
Oh, yeah.
Faye, where's Mr. Eastman?
Here he is.
Mr. Miss Eastman, let me tell you.
Come here, Miss Eastman.
She's been in need of somebody to give her straight information for a couple of months. Sit down there. And let's get this straight.
Somebody ought to set Miss Mary straight. And you set her house straight.
Look, am I the only one that's drinking?
No, I'm drinking.
That's Miss Townsend.
Yeah.
Oh,
how you doing?
Excuse me.
Uncle, you
biscuit.
You don't want a biscuit right now. We're gonna.
No, ma'am. Give all of them a biscuit. I've had lunch.
Where?
You're gonna have some more.
I can't.
Would you like a biscuit?
No, not now. Where do you live?
Just across the sticks.
Just across the sticks.
Just across the River Styx.
He never been up there.
He hadn't. I thought everybody knew where River Styx was.
Well, I know where it is, but... You know, I think that this girl here is a little more... Well, I'll say a little bit brighter than most common girls. I'll tell you what I mean by that. You see, she went and married the fellow that works in a restaurant so she don't have to cook for him.
Well, I have to say, I don't have to cook lunch for him.
Think you want a biscuit? I brought you some biscuits.
We gonna have lunch.
Yeah, I'd like to have a plate. Mr. Eastman?
11:30.
Let me tell you, I don't know. Lay it off to him, Ms. Townsend.
About the house?
Yes.
I got Sis Roebuck to cover my house, and they made a mess out of it.
Now, she's the one I told you about.
Yeah.
And I kept wanting to get you to go over there, but I never could catch her. He's always down there fooling around the trade winds.
Well, that's a good place to be, around the restaurant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mrs. Woods told me that Freddie's wife's mother had the same trouble.
And it spread on out?
She said that she had the same trouble and said she told them, she says, I'm going to, what is it, the Better Bureau?
Better Business Bureau.
That's right. Said she wrote them a letter and said they got on the ball.
Is that right?
But this man put little pieces, you know that stuff, the edging?
Yeah.
Little pieces about like that, and then he joined it together.
That's the facer, mister. That's the facer. You know, I asked you on the phone.
Yeah.
He put a piece like this, and then he put a piece like this.
And he'd have them come up in the corner, and they'd be like that.
Yeah.
And about that far apart, some of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them would be wide and some of them would be narrow.
And then they had a little roof, you see, over the door. And he said, leave that off till they get Sue. Well, it come them two big rains and just blew in there and loosened the tile floor on the kitchen.
And it's all busted up. Some of it, I swept it out of doors. My bathroom is ruined.
Now this is some Sears Roebuck.
Yeah. Well, I don't know as I ever run into a place that Sears Roebuck had put the roof on. I don't remember as I have.
And that man come out there last Monday and said, why in the devil didn't they raise that roof up there over the back porch? I said, Willis, Sis Roebuck man, said that they were. And I said, them men that worked on the house said they couldn't. He said, all baloney to that. He said they could have.
How was that? What was that?
You see the roof that went over the bathroom and that back porch out there? They were supposed to raise it.
Oh.
To raise it, to keep it from leaking.
To give it a little bit more...
Slant.
And they said they couldn't do it. And he said, I know good and well they could have done it.
And that was in your paper?
That's right.
It's in the contract. In the contract?
Yeah.
Well, if it's in the contract, I'd sue him for damages.
Well, she's got some.
Yeah. Now, this has been going on for a month.
And he come out there today, best, was a week ago, to fix it. And you know what he done? He got put one board up there. And he called me out there and he said there wasn't anything else that he could do the way the house was built. And I said, well, that ain't what you all told me when you started the job. I said, my house didn't leak. It just looked worse than the dickens. And
it didn't leak, and now it does?
No, it poured.
It did.
You can see it in the bathroom, the ceiling sag.
Yeah.
Where it leaked in.
And he got in the car, and he told me he had a big job over at Winstra. He had 22 square feet to cover, or 2,200 or something.
Yeah.
And he says, I got a big project started at Newberry. And I called Willis and told him. He said, did he tell you that? I said, that's what he told me. He said, well, I'm glad you told me.
What's this, Sheridan Roebuck out of Gainesville?
Yeah, that's right.
And you not run into any of that sea of stuff?
I don't remember as I have.
Well, you see what it is, Mr. Eastman. It's not really Sears.
They just hire it out.
They just get a crew of fellas that ain't worth doing
Pick
it.
Pick up anything on the street that says I can nail a nail. I thought Sears Roebuck had their own crew. The way they advertise, they advertise false.
And furthermore, they all had long hair.
They do. Jesus, I don't want to get mixed up with that.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
They all had long hair, Mr. Eastman. Working for Sears.
Well, now, won't Sears be responsible?
You, as long as she keeps her money in her pocket, they'll have to do something, won't they?
How much do you have to pay down on the job?
Nothing.
Didn't pay nothing?
I ain't paid them a penny, and I told them I wasn't going to. And they said I owed them $55 extra. I said, for what? That board that went around the house? I said, oh, no, I don't either. I said, if my lawyer tells me that I've got to give you $55 extra, I'll pay it. And if he says, don't you pay it, I said, that's in the contract. That flashing board, and it is. That flashing board is sure in the contract. And Willie stood out there in the backyard and told Marvin, said, uh-uh. Marvin says, uh-huh, it is. And he walked right on in the house and he said, get your contract and see it. And I said, there it is. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. Have you ever heard anybody cuss?
Once in a while. I don't believe I'd better go over there.
I want you to see that, Miss Eastman. Don't you ever go driving around the countryside just to see?
Oh, once in a while.
Yes, I do want him to see that.
I wished everybody could see that.
Yes, sir.
Well, what's this new car?
You live just across the river, that River Styx.
No, I live right on. You go right on like you was going to Cross Creek. And I live in the last house. There ain't but one house on that road just before you get to the River Styx Road. And you couldn't miss it. It's a green-topped shingle house. It's very beautiful.
Except...
Yeah.
put on a lot of roofs, and I don't know if I ever had one leak right off that I put on.
This one did about 2 days after they finished it.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, Miss Stevenson, they had it out with them, you see, that they wasn't going to take the shingles off and then go off and leave it. They had that out with them, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
They said
they promised us that they would not take off any more than what they could put back on during the day. And Marvin told them, says, when you start the job, I want you to stay with it till you get it finished. We will. We will. And they'd go off and stay 3 or 4 days and sometimes 2 weeks before they'd ever come back.
What'd they do, going a drunk?
No, they was off working on somebody else. They was hoodooing somebody else.
Oh. Well, they got 2 big jobs.
Well, now, I thought they pretty well stuck with your roof. Till they got that roof on, didn't they?
Saturdays and Sundays.
Oh, is that the way it was?
That's the way it was. They come out there like I told Willis. I said that when they started, they didn't have time to work on my roof only on Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah. That was a special favor, Mr.
Yeah.
Eastman.
They work Saturdays and Sundays.
That's right.
Yes.
They're supposed to get double pay.
So she down there in the house trying to cook, and they up there hammering around, and she don't know when they're coming back. Why don't you get a crew?
Well, I just didn't know a responsible thing like Sears could.
I didn't either.
Like
I didn't either. I did not.
Yes, sir.
I sure did not. And I thought, you know, the day that the 2 big shots was out there, I made mention. Of course, I didn't. I said, what do you think it'd cost me to have my yard fenced? He went out there and he stepped it off and he said, well, I'll call you and tell you. So he called Marvin. Marvin said, you forget about that till I get the house fixed. And I thought maybe, you know, by that they'd say, well, we'll hurry up and get the house fixed and we'll go out there and make $300 or $400 more off of them. They think I ain't got no sense, and I ain't, because I live out there in the woods. They think I don't know when anything's put up right or not.
Yeah. And they figure they can get away with it. And if she does know any better, there's nothing she can do about it.
I bet you they is, too.
Well, that's what they figure. Mr. Eastman, you could have done that job yourself if you had somebody to walk up the ladder with them shingles like.
How tall a house is it?
Oh, it's not very tall.
One story or two?
One.
It's not as tall as this house.
Oh no.
I mean, even this part.
It's about like 3 of this low part. Is it that much?
But it's not even as tall as the porch, I don't think.
Oh, it's more than 2 of these, Faye.
Yeah.
Of the low part I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
About 3 of this low part. And the price, just phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's happy.
Yeah, he'd back up there.
But Miss Eastman, she tried to get some individual people to. She talked to some individual people, you know, about roofing.
And everyone went out there and tell me it'd be cheaper for you to get you a house trailer.
Jesus, don't talk house trailer to me. I've seen too many of them, working too many of them. I own 3. The ones that I owned didn't happen to, they're pretty good constructed as far as that goes, but some of these are made pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Have you found any termites?
Yes. Yeah.
What'd you do about it?
Haven't done anything yet.
You know what Mr. Guster done?
Uh-huh.
When we had our chimney built, he got some old black tar, oil, and put on the boards. They say that they won't even work in that and won't cross it.
How about that, Mr. Eastman?
What's that? You put tar on where?
When we had our chimney built.
Yeah?
It's been years and years ago. The whole back end of the house was eat out with termites.
Yeah?
And they put this old black tar oil on it.
Yeah? Well, that'll kill the termites.
It will. Now, what was it? It wasn't crankcase oil.
No, it weren't crankcase oil.
Fuel oil?
No, it was that kind that smells like,
creosote.
That's right, creosote.
That'll do it?
Yeah.
He just soaked it the whole end of the house. And we had a subfloor put in, and he even put it between the subfloor and the top floor.
Yeah.
To keep the termites, you know, out. Mm-hmm.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm.
Did he? Do you ever do that?
I use that Arab.
To kill them. Well, now, he used this same oil, she says, between this floor and the subfloor. Just pour it in there.
Yeah, well, that'll keep them out.
It will?
Yeah, it just soaks right on in, and the lumber preserves it, you know.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, the creosote's supposed to kill them.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Well, this strip up here on that roof, if we put in new boards, you see, They'll just start eating again.
Well, we put some Arab on it.
Will it stay a while?
Yeah, it'll stay 5 or 6 years anyway.
Is that right? Well, get plenty out of it.
Geez, I got some for Warrington down there. You know, the side of the house. He was all that out in the sill. I had to put in new sill, one thing now.
Yeah.
I put the Arab right to it.
Yes.
Would you take, I took off one board, and Jesus, it was all covered with them white crawlers, you know, like that, see?
Mm-hmm.
I took a brush of some of that Arab in it, and I come right down over the top of them, and they went just like that, and it just straightened right out.
That's what Mr. Gus done about the creosote. Oh,
yeah.
He just got
just
him
painted
a,
on
oh, yeah, he put it on there by the mop for us.
He put it on sick.
So it would soak through and have plenty.
Yes. Well, now, you know, I'm surprised out here on this front porch there hadn't been a little more working on that, you see.
No, there wasn't no termites in that, you see. There was, that's just rotted.
Yes. Yes.
Water got in there and it rotted.
Yes. Oh, that really had water on it there over them steps. Oh, yes. You see, it comes down off the house, and it's so high up there, it blows in. It's just like being on the board of a ship. Whenever it rains, it all rains in on that floor.
Yeah.
Yes. It'll do that no matter which way it's, the wind that they're coming from. Yes, sir.
Well, you've put many a roof on, though, haven't you?
How much, Mr. Eastman, how much do you figure now for by the square? You don't know how many squares there was over there, do you?
I really don't. Martin does.
You don't have just a round number for a square?
No, not too much. You run into all different kinds of conditions.
Yeah.
Well, I have took him by the job, but I tell you, if you take it by the job, you got to figure a little bit extra, you know, that you, so that if you do get in the hole, you come out on top, but I'd rather have everybody pay for their own job than one fella get a little bit off and the next fella have to make it up.
Yeah, and then you don't have all that responsibility.
Yeah. Yeah.
If something goes wrong, they can't keep after you for the next 6 months. Huh?
Well, I don't know. They'd probably come back just the same, but...
Yeah, it's another time for Mr. Eastman.
Yeah. But putting on a roof is not all that difficult, is it?
No.
And the facer.
But if it's in the contract...
That bird is going to bust.
Supposed to change the contour of the roof way.
Miss Eastman, why don't you just let that set, and when you get Sue down there, you can come on back up here next week or something. Just let it set, just like it is. Huh?
What?
Out there in the front.
Oh, geez, we want to finish that up. I'll be back after dinner and finish that up.
Yeah. Well, now, all I... Oh, yeah, when you come, we'll put this...
tarred paper out
there. Tarred paper out there. And then we'll knock off.
You got an extra shovel she can use, ain't you?
Yeah. I got a small one for me.
There's a hole. She might hold it in.
Yeah.
Take a hole and pull it in.
Yeah.
If y'all are talking about
I think I'll go find me a front end loader. So,
Miss Mary wants him to show her what he's doing out there.
Okay.
Show Miss Mary what you're doing out there. He's got to go at noon.
Don't you fix me none?
Well, we are going to have.
No.
I made some of that salad. I told you.
I done had.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure
okay.
What
you're
doing.
Yeah.
I done had lunch, Miss.
I can tell you that.
Well, we got a busy one. Okay.
Oh, my, yes. You know what? When was we over there? I was over there. Sunday.
Saturday.
Yeah. Couldn't get Faye loose, and I hadn't been loose the whole week.
You know what happened? After you left,
mm-hmm.
Aunt Noel called me, and she wanted me to go over there. So I said, okay, I'm on my way. And she's in bed sick with her back.
Oh.
And she was asleep when I got there. And we come back Saturday night. We got home about 3 o'clock that morning.
Yeah.
Sunday morning.
3 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she just wanted you to come over and visit.
Yeah, she said she was sick and she wanted me to come over.
Well, I want to go with you, but I don't want to stay till 3 o'clock in the morning now.
Well, see, it was night when we got there.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah.
And we weren't in no hurry. We just sit and talked.
Yeah.
Visited with her.
Yeah. Well, that's what I want to do. Visit with her.
She's awfully poorly.
But she can visit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think that's the finest thing. If you're going to be sick, you ought to be sick where you can have company.
Her back. She's down in her back again.
Again? Has she been that way before?
Oh, yeah.
Suzanne, you were telling me something about... Wait till Faye comes. Faye? Oh, boy. Seemed like I just ate breakfast.
Well, I didn't. That's why these biscuits are good.
Oh, me. How's your leg?
It's getting along better, but it still gives me trouble.
Did you see that?
Well, she just showed it to me.
Oh, that
she told me about
it. Gash. That's what I do. That's what I do all the time.
I called Dr. Gibney last Monday, Tuesday, and asked him, should I go get my bottle refilled and take some more antibiotics? And he said, by all means, if my leg weren't all right. So I went down to McIntosh and got me another bottle. Take them every 6 hours. That keeps out that infection.
Yeah.
Anybody my age has to be careful when they get hurt like that.
Yeah, especially when they go out and do the same thing over again. Piling up branches.
Yeah. Do you know what I got so I can't do nothing but what I don't knock myself out?
Well, I get hurt every time I do anything. I mean, I picked up a pile of them yesterday, though.
When you was doing something useful, I was down there feeding the calves, you see, and tripped over these old boots.
Don't that make you mad?
Yeah. And I fell right on the rim of that feed trough.
My goodness.
It didn't break anything, but it might as well. You know, that kept up for a couple of weeks.
Uh-huh. Suzanne, you've been gone, haven't you?
We just went home to see Jim's folks this week.
Mm-hmm.
We got back last night.
I know, Miss, she asked me about Suzanne. I said, I think she's gone. She called him and told me, she was, next time you do that, you call her and tell her you're gone. Miss Miles.
Yeah. Have to call and notify everybody.
Yeah.
Tell them we're coming. Tell everybody else we're going. Well, that was the morning you told me about that fellow Bess coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Saying he couldn't do anything about the house.
Well, that was last...
It was Monday.
Monday. No, that wasn't Bess. That was,
another carpenter.
Last Friday, Beth come out. They was a week ago.
Well, he was the one you were telling me about on the phone.
Well,
you've had so many appointments, you've forgotten.
That's right.
Now, when I was over at Saturday, you said on Tuesday of this week.
Another one was coming.
Yes.
Well, that's when he comes. I get my days all mixed up.
But just one of them was coming?
Just one.
And he come and didn't do nothing?
No, he took off one board.
Yes.
And he spliced it together and showed me how it looked. And I said, that's all right. That looks good. Mm-hmm. I said, if you can just make the rest of them look that good and better, I'll be satisfied. And you know, there was a, on the back porch, that hole that I showed you where all that loose stuff was at.
Yeah.
Well, he says, now I just nail that board in there just to give you an idea what it looked. He said, I'm going to take that out. And I fix it different, but I just want you to see. I said, that's okay, as far as I know. I said, it looks 100% better than it did, but he said he was going to do it over. But he couldn't get back to it till next Monday, and he had to have another man to help him because that stuff was so much trouble to take off. He said he wished that he could have finished it himself, and he could have done it in half the time.
Yes. Oh, yes. So, this is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday he'll be back.
He's supposed to be. He's supposed to come back.
Yeah.
But it sounds like he knows what he's doing a little
mm-hmm.
more than those
I think
fellas.
He does. When Martin come, I showed Martin what he done. I said, now that's all he done. And he didn't have anything to work with because he said one board was wide and the other board was narrow and there was nicks in it. And he said he couldn't work. He said that metal, he had to have new metal out now.
Oh, really? He will.
Oh,
man,
live. That is going to cost him. Woo! Woo!
Yeah.
Well, it would have been cheaper for Sears just to get him in the first place.
Gee whiz.
But he said, Sears, man said, and this man did too, said, didn't know why in the world he made such a mess, said that he had done jobs before and said it was real good.
You know, I've been piddling along out here, and somebody left out here and went in, when was it, Tuesday? When was the election?
Tuesday.
They said they'd gone in and vote, and I thought to myself, Lord have mercy. You know, I try to vote. And I never think, well, now I'm just one vote. It won't make any difference. I just go ahead and vote. But that clear escaped me.
I didn't go vote. I get beat every time.
I do too.
I'll tell you one thing, though. Somebody got back in the office that I was glad to see get back.
Who's that?
I ain't gonna tell you. You might get mad. You might chunk your shoe at me. I told Marvin, I said, if I was to go vote, I'd sure vote for him. Marvin said you couldn't, because that's city election.
Yeah. But he got in anyhow.
He got in anyhow, and I'm glad of it.
That colored man?
Yeah, that colored man.
He treated him bad.
Oh, you think he treated him bad?
I think so. He was in there, and he done a good job, and just a bunch of them big shots wanted to get rid of him, and they got up every bit of scandal they could against him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he didn't deny every bit of it.
Yeah.
He didn't deny none of it. And I want you to tell me what white man it is that ain't done something. I bet you them men was the biggest crooks and done some of the dirtiest things that got up that scandal against him.
I wouldn't deny that. Let me tell you, Miss Ned, you know, the thing that's hard on me is down here in this Florida primary,
mm-hmm.
which one to vote for.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
You know that.
One of them I liked, kind of, was, I kind of like Humphrey.
Well, Mr. and Ms. Dodd come by, and I said, I'm going to go and I'm going to vote for Humphrey. And Ms. Dodd said, you mean you're going to vote for Humphrey? And I said, yeah, I think I will. She said, you know what he does? Said, when he wants anything, he throws tantrums. He gets down on the floor and he kicks and he screams and he jumps up and down till he gets it. I said, that's the man we want.
Did she say that?
Yeah. Oh, she's bitter to get something.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. He can out-talk them.
Mm-hmm.
Once he gets on his feet.
And she's a Wallace man all the way.
What?
Yes, ma'am. But you know, I'm kind of scared of Wallace. Sure am.
How do you figure?
How do I figure?
How do you figure? Yes.
Well, he's hot-headed, and he might go ahead, and he might do something to destroy the whole universe.
Well, he's hot-headed.
He is. High-tempered. We don't need a president like that.
No. Oh, he's peppery in this.
Mm-hmm. He sure is. I'm scared of Wallace.
No, sir, no, sir.
You know it's all going to soon be wound up anyway. I don't know just when, but...
Oh, they got a long ways to go. Oh, you mean there won't be anything left?
That's right.
You better hope there aren't any roofs in heaven.
Did Mr. Guthrie take much stock in politics?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. He sure did.
The sheriff.
He voted at every election. And
he wasn't interested in them people up in Washington. He was interested in the people around
uh-huh.
here. Yeah. And he knew them.
That's right, most of them.
See, my trouble is I don't know these fellas around here. Isn't that awful?
Well, you know, used to, people was different from what they are now. You could kind of depend on what they said. And you can't depend on anything anybody tells you anymore.
Yes, I used to know all the fellas around.
Yeah. Right around the courthouse, you'd hear talk and you'd know them, and they sort of could believe what they said. Yes, back in those days.
I guess you can see the sheriff without having to call him.
Well, I heard something or another on the news about they caught them two men that, for the killing of this sheriff, these two women at Keystone Heights.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I heard that this morning.
Yeah.
They caught them down south, yeah, but they hadn't found the girl.
Well, I hope they do catch them.
Well, they think they got them. But they haven't found any clues of the girl.
To the girl.
Yes,
sir. And they won't unless they own it up and show them where they buried her.
Miss May, you've had a lot of automobiles. You know, I keep forgetting that. I've had a lot of automobiles, and I keep forgetting that. You know, I've just worn out one after another, and they've worn me out, too. Trucks. When did you start getting a truck?
Oh, I think that was... we bought an old Model T car.
Yes.
And then right after that, we got us a truck.
Yes.
And,
oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
So you had a truck all along?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, Mr. Guthrie used to could butcher his own beef.
Yes.
And carry it into town, but they passed a law that you couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Well, then we had to have a truck to haul the cows alive to the market.
So you had a truck all that time. Did you drive it?
Yeah, sure.
Was it like this truck and with a cattle frame on it?
Mm-hmm. Sure was.
And then you had a touring car too?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I think of those, this old 53 Chevy out here. I drive that around here now. Here for a while, the tailpipe fell off and the exhaust would come up. You see, and I didn't like that at all. Well, I got a new one and stuck it on there. And you know, it's like a different car.
Yeah.
And you know, that's just 53 Chevy is as good a car as I need.
And 53 Chevys was good.
Yeah.
And the 53 Fords was good. 59s wasn't no good.
And your first car was a Ford?
Mm-hmm.
Model T.
I wish you goodness I'd have kept Mr. Guthrie's old car. He had an old Maxwell.
Mm-hmm.
Had kerosene lamps on the outside, you know.
Oh.
And the brake was on the fender, you know, outside. I think it'd take me two to drive it. But he drove it a many and a many time, he said, to tampering back. You wouldn't know how highways and no nothing, you just went through the country. But I wish I'd have kept that thing.
Yeah, and it sat right out there on the shed.
It was set right out there under the shed, and sat there until it got old and ugly, and I drug it off down in the field, and people stole parts off of it.
Yeah, just think of that nice old car being drug out into the field. Now, that was way back.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you have after that?
A Ford. This is the only Chevrolet we ever had, this truck.
Yeah.
Everything's been Ford.
Oh, they had some nice old Fords back then. Nice old Fords.
Guess there wasn't room for but two people in them, though.
Yeah, there were.
Was there?
Yeah. They two could ride in the front seat, or two or three in the back.
Yeah. I saw a cute picture of an old Ford. I believe it's right in here. The other day I wanted to cut it out.
You know, people collect them old cars now.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a trailer right low on the ground up there in town, and it's the sort of thing I could drive a tractor on and take a plow around somewhere. And I stopped and asked the fellow about it. And an old boat trailer, he'd sort of changed it, and he used it to take his old cars around. He collected Model T cars.
Mm-hmm.
And took them around the shore. Well, that'd be fine if he just let me. You know, let me tell you, if I had a trailer, put this old tractor on, I'd take it over there to Coleman's, ply his place for him. But you know, if you just get on a tractor and go, it takes so long to get there.
Did you know he and Annie come over to the house Sunday evening? And both of them was almost in tears. The Jehovah's Witnesses is after them. And he was asking us what to do about it.
Yeah.
And I said, Woodard, I said, if you don't want to join up with them, don't want to have anything to do with them, you don't believe in them, just tell them so. And tell them to stay away from you. And not mess up with you. He said, well, he said, I'll tell you, he said, I told them, he said, I had been a Methodist all these many years, and if I wasn't right, how did I know they were right?
That's the wrong tack, because they'll light into you and tell you.
And take everything you got.
Yeah. Oh, you can't get rid of them. Once you get, they get a toehold. I've seen them do that. They get a toehold and
mm-hmm.
you just can't get loose. No, I wouldn't want them to get after me.
I told him, I said, just tell them just to go on and leave you alone. That you were satisfied with your religion.
This cute picture of a Ford. Look at there. I remember when they had things like that.
I had one like that.
You had one like that.
I sure did. I certainly did. Had the rumble seat.
Why?
And I used to carry Marvin's brothers and sisters are courting. I drove the old the car. And Floyd was sitting back here one evening. I never will forget that. And I stopped the car out in the woods and told Marvin to get out. Floyd was sitting back there, Marvin's brother and his sister. Marvin said, what you gonna do? I said, I'm gonna beat the hell out of you. He said, what you gonna beat the hell out of me for? And I said, just because I want to. Yes, ma'am. But mine was a light tan. A light, just exactly like that, the rumble seat and everything.
Yeah. Well, that's a beautiful car.
That was a pretty car.
Yes.
It wouldn't be pretty now.
Oh, well.
But it was in.
And then,
you could take that rumble seat out.
Out?
Yes, ma'am, you could take the rumble seat out of it.
Yeah.
And, put stuff in the back end of it just like you do my car, you know? I sure did. That one just like it.
Well, what happened to Marvin?
Me and him had a fuss, and he got in the car, and I drove it on home.
Just see which was the best man.
I just got mad with him. But that's the car. That's the car we was in. It had wire spokes and everything.
Why, Miss Mary, you were sporty.
Sure. I was hauling the young folks around the court.
They were courting in the Rumble Street?
I carried them over to the Davis, the towns and boys and the towns and girls, to court.
What did they do? Just all show up at your house and say, take us over there now?
Mm-hmm.
Take them over where?
To the Davises over near Keystone High.
Oh.
And Floyd was courting Francis. Darcy was courting Bess. Marvin was courting Maggie.
Davis.
Why, Miss Mary?
Yeah.
And you took him over to court.
I sure did.
But nothing ever come of it.
Oh, all the rest of them got married but Marvin, but I put a stop to that. He would have got married if I'd let it went on, but I knowed it wouldn't do, because we'd have lost him. That's what I was going to beat the hell out of him. Floyd said back then, you know, they ain't nobody never told that to this day but me.
Is that right?
That's right. And then nobody opened their mouth.
Yeah.
Well, you couldn't afford to lose your worker.
That's right.
My Lord.
I couldn't afford to lose him. And I just put a stop to it.
Well, how'd you do it?
I just told him. I didn't take him over there anymore. And I told him if he went to carry his clothes, he couldn't come back to my house.
Yes. But he...
Miss Mary.
Now you tell the truth.
If you don't believe it, you ask.
Ask Marvin?
That's Marvin. Sometime when I'm over here, I'll show him that and tell him this where I like to beat him that evening when I stopped the car and told him to get out. I'm telling the truth. That's the truth.
Well, he was on the way over to the...
No, we had done been over there and on the way back home.
Yeah.
And I thought they was too thick, and I stopped the car and told him to get out.
Well, she was with him.
No, not. She weren't in the car with him. They'd all been over there and done the courting, and I was taking them back home. I was going to beat him up because he Floyd and Francis got married, and Dorsey's girlfriend died. He was engaged, and she had a sty on her eye and took blood poison, and it killed her.
Oh.
She was a sweet girl.
And she's one of the Davis girls.
She was one of the Davis girls.
And they was right attractive.
Uh-huh. And the girls, they weren't allowed to go out with the boys. The boys had to go there
and
do the courting in the home so the old folks could see them.
Oh, yeah.
So you took them over.
Yeah, I took them over. They didn't have any way to go, so I hauled them over there. I got some of them married off.
Well, did you stay when they were courting?
I just stayed there, you know, sat around and talked.
And brought them up.
And some Sundays they would go over to Miss Townsend's. The whole family.
The Davises.
The whole family of the Davises.
And where she lived then?
She lived over there on the Down place.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Dad Byrne. You see, they always had somewhere to go, didn't they?
They sure did.
And the family went.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's nice.
I didn't... That's...
Well, Miss Mary, I wish you had one of those and you'd take me riding in the rumble because I've never been in one.
You have.
I have many of one. Yes, I like them. Mother-in-law seats.
That's right. That's what they call them, mother-in-law seats.
Yeah.
But wouldn't that be terrible, though, to have somebody in there and come up a bad rain?
Well, they had something to throw over you.
Well, we didn't. There's that old car back there. That was just exactly like that old car, except ours weren't that color. Ours was a tan color.
Tan color.
And you know what? When Mr. Bridges, did you ever know him? Did he used to be a salesman for Shaw and Keeter?
The name sounds familiar.
He was an old feller, and he brought the car out there, and Mr. Guthrie was driving it. And they were, you know where that little old tree is? Out there in the backyard? Well, there was a shelter there.
Yeah.
And Mr. Guthrie drove that thing in there, and instead of him putting on the brake, he put on the gas, and he went right on through it. And he never did drive no more.
Wow.
Never did drive another time. He went right on through the shelter.
And that was enough for him.
That was enough for him.
And you and Mr. Guthrie would drive around in that thing.
Yes, ma'am.
But you'd have to do the driving.
Mm-hmm.
Marvin didn't drive?
Yeah, he drove. He done a good bit of driving.
But he didn't drive over to the Davises.
Oh, yes, sometimes he did. That old bumper there stood way out there just like that.
Yeah.
Like that on that picture.
Way out there.
Sure did.
As cute as it can be.
Mm-hmm. There's a gas tank right up there in the front.
I don't remember the gas tank.
Mm-hmm. Miss Mary, I can just see you driving along there with those
two bumper.
Youngsters,
yes,
in the back.
Well, you see, there's a gas tank right there. The cap.
Yeah. Right there in the middle, in front of the windshield.
Yeah, right in front of the windshield.
Would your top let down?
Yes, ma'am.
Boy, you were sporty.
You could let it down? Or?
And you just sport all those young people all over the neighborhood, sporting around. That's a sporty car. Yeah.
They say, here comes Mr. and Ms. Guthrie.
And Mr. Guthrie bought a brand new Ford truck. And I said, the first one puts a dent in it, I'm going to put one in his head. And the Balt Knight girls was over at the house, and I drove them home and back into an orange tree and just been in the whole side of the fender. And I hid the car. Keep Mr. Gus from seeing it. I knew that if I could keep him from seeing it that night, the next day I'd do something about it. And I had some excuse to go to Gainesville, and I drove it into Shaw and Keeter's. and showed it to them and told them what I'd done, and I said, I'm in trouble if you don't fix it. And they said, well, we'll see what they do, and they got a rubber hammer and beat it out, and you couldn't even tell it I'd ever run into an orange tree.
And they didn't charge you $100?
No, they didn't charge me anything for it.
They didn't?
No.
Well, they won't beat out anything now.
That's right.
They'll put it on brand new.
See, the truck weren't paid for.
Oh.
But that whole fender, I just ruined it. Just rubbed an orange tree.
Well, where'd you hide it?
Well, I put it under the shelter. And I had some excuse that I had to go to town next morning. And I got that thing over there, and I got it straightened out.
And you never let on?
I never let on. Never said a word about it.
They didn't even suspicious?
No.
Well, you didn't get a dent in your head.
You know, I'm interested in Marvin. He'd slip off.
Huh? No, Marvin, he never did. He didn't never slip off nowhere.
They'd send him notes or things, and send him pictures, and send him...
They gave him a picture.
What'd he do, keep it on his desk?
He put it in the stove.
Well, you must have scared him.
I did.
Oh, Lordy. I tell you.
Faye, yes, where's them biscuits I've been hearing about?
You show Miss Mary that porch and... I made Miss Mary some salad, and she doesn't have to eat it.
She don't have to eat it.
Put it out here.
Look at that, Faith. I haven't had a biscuit in all
the time. They are good.
Oh, boy.
I'll show you that.
Isn't she carrying on?